Welcome back to Career Quest. Today I will be interviewing a multi-platform storyteller. I can say it. So, he is even writing about like me in one of his projects right now. So, don't be jealous. Just listen. Welcome to Career Quest, Jason.
Thank you, Sydney. Thank you for having me. I've wanted to get on your show for a long time.
Good. So tell me about your job.
So my job is actually a lot of jobs sort of rolled into one. I'm a multi-platform storyteller, which means I create connections between clients and producers with their audience or customers. So I do that through television advertising that I work on, creating commercials and marketing for a TV station. I do that with film producers, with screenplays and movies. I do that with podcasters like yourself, sometimes editing podcasts, sometimes doing video for podcasts. And I do that for, again, TV, web, digital, Facebook, any sort of media that you can consume, I work with.
Oh, what did you have to do to become a multi-platform creator?
Yeah, learn a lot just sort of over time. So I went to college for, my degree is in mass media communications with a focus in video and television production. But coming out of college, I got a job first off as an assistant director on an independent feature film. And then I went to an ABC and NBC affiliate in Tallahassee, Florida, and worked there for a couple of years. And now I'm in Savannah, Georgia. But over the course of that time, those 15 or so years, media has changed quite a bit. I mean, even when I first started in television, there was no such thing as podcasts. So I've had to learn a lot of new skills and try to really educate myself continually in order to stay up with the trends and learn new ways to produce media for all the different platforms.
Oh, okay. What do you wear to your job?
Well, sometimes I just wear something like this, a polo and jeans. Sometimes if I have to give a presentation or I'm in a meeting, I will wear a suit and a tie or a jacket, blazer, and jeans. Sometimes if it's a really dirty shoot that I've got to go out and shoot a commercial or something where there's, a bunch of dirty spots, I'll wear a t-shirt and a shorts. It just really depends on the task for that day.
Oh, what is your favorite part about your job?
My favorite part about my job is that I get to be creative and I get to help people tell their stories. I think everybody has a story to tell, and whether that's for their business or for themselves, that they want to tell a story, whether through a book or through a podcast or through a movie, I get to help people bring their vision to life and tell their story. And sometimes when it's done effectively, when I help them effectively, they get to build their business or their platform. And so I really enjoy helping people in that way.
Oh, okay. What is your least favorite part about your job?
My least favorite part about my job is sometimes people don't really know what they want. And I realize it's really important to be very clear in your communication when you're dealing with people. So when I'm trying to help someone tell their story, whether it's their brand story or the movie that they want to produce, sometimes what will happen is they will tell me one thing. And then when I achieve that goal, they change their mind and they give me a lot of little changes multiple times. And I have to kind of restart and restart and restart. And I like to have a very open communication so that we can have a very streamlined process. And so everybody's happy at the end. So I think just my least favorite part is sometimes, and that's not just them, sometimes it's me. Sometimes I think we all could communicate a little better.
Do you think your job helps people and how?
I do think my job helps people. I think that since time began, people have been telling stories. Sometimes those stories have been to pass along their family history. Sometimes they've been stories that have helped families or groups sustain life and succeed and be more prosperous. And sometimes it's about, you know, creating art and things that we can all enjoy, you know, throughout our lives. And mm-hmm. So I think that storytelling is a really, really important part of our culture and an important part of who we are as a people. And I really do think that, you know, we can really change the world through telling good stories and making sure that we're all kind of in this together.
Oh, what was your dream job as a kid?
I had a couple of dream jobs. My first dream job, I wanted to be a Major League Baseball player. I know your mom would be sad to hear that I wanted to play for the Atlanta Braves instead of the Dodgers. I know she likes the Dodgers. But I wanted to be a Major League Baseball player. And then I wanted to be president. And then I wanted to become a screenwriter. And I have actually been able to write a couple of movies that have been produced. So I actually have achieved one of those three dreams.
Okay. Can you write a part for me in one of your stories one day?
Absolutely. I think I've already written a part for you in one of my stories. I've got a story that I'm working on right now, a podcast project that I think that you will be perfect for. If you would like to be in it, that is. You might be too much of a big shot to be in my stories.
Who knows? Maybe I can.
Okay, I hope so.
Thank you for coming here to talk with me today.
Thank you, Sydney. It's so great to talk to you, and I love your podcast, so keep up the great work.
Thank you. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. You can also listen on Spotify, Anchor, or wherever you get your audio. And if you do, I love you.